Stephen Kastner's 27-year-old son died in July of 2005 after his Humvee was hit by a roadside bomb. In 2006, Kastner demanded an investigation of the incident, charging the Army with neglecting its responsibility to train and equip his sons and other National Guard units. The report found no fault with the training or equipment, but a subsequent investigation released this week found the convoy commander did not follow protocol after the attack and left Kastner's wounded son to bleed to death. Kastner says poor training and poor equipment are to blame.
I think this incident is like a microcosm of the two biggest errors of planning and preparation for the occupation of Iraq.
Kastner says those mistakes are being corrected since General George Petraeus took over command of Iraq operations, but he says it will take a long time to provide better training and more heavily armored Humvees for troops being deployed now. He says congressional hearings are necessary to make sure those who planned the war initially are held accountable.
The people who made those terrible errors of judgment, errors of planning, should be held responsible, and they should be penalized or punished in some fashion for wasting the Army.
Kastner calls those actions gross neglect and says if they aren't exposed, the same mistakes may be repeated. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.